Okay. Next question. According to scripture, sannyasasram, the renounced order, is meant for full austerity, preaching and engaging people in service of Krishna. A sannyasi technically should be treated just as another regular member of a mat. Bhaktivinoda Saraswati Maharaj said this. Of course, they should be taken care of by the other orders, but where do we draw the line? ISKCON, I find most sannyasis are served and worshipped very opulently. They travel well. They are given very rich foodstuff, monetary assistance, special nicely anointed rooms to stay, fancy gifts and latest gadgets, and an army of people at their disposal waiting to serve them. Where is the authority here? Who are they serving? It seems like a great life. Even decent hard working people don't have such a life. In the name of accepting service on behalf of Krishna and engaging disciples in service of Krishna, through the Guru's medium almost anything, any service can be justified. Right from midday meals to yoga exclusives to hospital projects, etc., are of no use in Krishna consciousness. Apart from building goodwill, which only serves the false ego in the mode of passion, I really don't see any bhakti value here. Lakshmi should be exclusively used in serving Narayana. ISKCON should set the standard and inspire the general public, people like me, to do the same. Okay, so here there's a big question, huge. I mean, the text is big. According to scripture, Sanatashram, the renounced order is meant for austerity, preaching, engaging with the Krishna service. So where is the line? How much sannyasi can do yukta vairagya? Basically, this is the question. No? So, let us discuss this. First, what means sannyas? Sannyas means the highest level of renunciation, devotee who committed his life exclusively for the service of Krishna. One who is not motivated, one who is detached, one who with mind, body, word serves Krishna. Nirbandha Krishna Sambandhe Yuktam Vairagyam Uchar. He is the purest person in society, most learned, dedicated. And therefore, natural flow is that people are inspired by sannyasi's renunciation. Naturally, we know that material things are bringing attachment. They are difficult to handle by us, and we usually misuse material opulence, positions and everything. But we are very happy to give to sannyasis. Why do people give donation to sannyasi? Because they know he is going to engage it 100% in Krishna service. So no wonder that sannyasi will get best competent, because he knows how to use it best. No doubt that people will want to give the donation to sannyasi, because they have faith that sannyasi is not going to use for his sense gratification, he is going to use for Krishna. No wonder if somebody inspires you in spiritual life, you want to do everything for him. No wonder that you want to do any service. No wonder that you will give him best food, best prasad, to please him, because of his dedication to Krishna. So two things are here to be very careful about. One is our understanding of it should not be that of envy. And second thing, sannyasi should not misuse it. So both things are there. So the question is, I don't know who are you, dear devotees, who wrote this question, but before answering this question, I would really like to know, do you come every day for Mangala Arati? Do you chant 16 hours? Are you fixed up in devotional service? And in which attitude you ask this question? If you ask due to concern seeing some sannyasis enjoying luxury, then yes, your question is justified. But the tone of the question, where is austerity? Who they are serving? The austerity is that yes, best thing is offered to sannyasi because they are on top of spiritual ladder. So if they are using Krishna service, what's the problem with it? Srila Prabhupada used dictaphone, that time was the latest technological product. It was latest machine, and Prabhupada used it day and night, and we have all these wonderful books. Received Srila Prabhupada in Rolls Royce, and the envious reporter said, "Hey, Guru, Swamiji is rolling in." This is the title, because they brought Rolls Royce, the most fancy car, to receive Guru. And Prabhupada said, "Yeah, what is this? Iron chariot, iron car, should be golden chariot for God representative." So, devotee is happy to give everything to Guru because he knows 100% will be engaged in devotional service. So there shouldn't be no envy in that. You know, they are living great life. It seems great life. Even decent, hard working people don't have such a life. Then why don't you take sannyas? Why don't you take sannyas? If you think that this is the, you know, even hard working people cannot enjoy for sannyas, so take sannyas. But you cannot take sannyas. So this seems like an envious question to me. Just envy. One fellow called us on TV and Krishnadas was giving lecture, and man said, "Ah, Swamiji, very nice life you have. Simply eating and sleeping. And then people come, give you donation, you buy some rice, boil and eat and sleep. This is very nice life." So Krishna said, "Yes, sir, no? What is life meant for? To enjoy," you said. "That is your philosophy. Life is meant for enjoyment. So we have better life than you. So why don't you join us?" But then you have to follow. No need eating, no gambling, no intoxication, no illicit sex, chanting 16 rounds, no private accounts, no woman, no cinema, no chai, no coffee, no... "Oh, sorry, sir, okay. Put phone down, no?" So it's easy to say like this. No, sannyasi is a little opulent life, you know. And who are those sannyasis who live opulent life anyway? But about whom you are speaking? If I eat, how much Guru, our Guru Maharaj, Bhakti, His Holiness Bhakti Vikaswami eats, I'll be hungry now. What does he eat? We make two subjects and he says, one subject. What does he eat? Morning fruits and once a day grains. And that also, what he eats is just like, I take samples like this first. I'll be hungry if I eat like this. Or you thought maybe of Dhanavel Maharaj. Maybe you thought of him. He takes once a day, 9 o'clock in the morning, Ekadashi Prasadam every day, no grains also, once a day. And water he drinks till morning, 9 o'clock. Maybe you thought about his opulent eating. Or is it Jayadvaita Maharaj that is over eating? Who is? About whom you are speaking? No? And even if sannyasi sometimes accept opulent prasad, is it mercy for Grihastha that he is eating from them? There is benefit in them. And sannyasi is like this. One day you offer him feast, is that okay? And second day you forget to cook on him. That we have seen also. No? Maharaj, sorry, we are spaced out. Okay. Guru Maharaj once came late with prasada. After 2 o'clock, I came. He said, "Sorry Maharaj, we are a little late, spaced out." "No problem, try tomorrow." He didn't eat. And he didn't disturb his service. He didn't stop serving Krishna. He was not frustrated. He was not, you know, affected by it. He just went on serving Krishna. This is sannyas. So if Grihasthas are serving very nicely with many preparations, sannyas should accept. That is his mercy. But he doesn't depend on it. He's not expecting it. And if it's not there, he won't complain either. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya brought Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his house for lunch, and he brought so many items, full room was filled with items. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "I'm sannyasi, people will criticize me." So Amoga came. Son-in-law of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. "Ah, sannyasi, look how much he's eating." He got cholera. Or leprosy, what he got? Cholera he got. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya cursed him. His wife cursed him. "Let my daughter become widow. Because you offended sannyasi." So watch out with this question. Easy to say. Simply envious, you know. Devotees are so eager to serve somebody who is inspiring your spiritual life, and then, you know, how much is he? Amoga Lila, read Chaitanya Charitamrita. But if you really think that sannyasi misuses his position, that is sad. And that was also the there people who fell down due to the lava, puja, pratishtha. These three things are born of bhakti. When you are practicing sincerely bhakti, people respect you, they worship you, puja. But if you start thinking, yes, I deserve worship, then you are fallen down. Immediately you are fallen down. Immediately you are fallen down. If anybody offer pranam to sannyas, he thinks, why do they offer pranam to me? What did I do? Nothing. I simply follow what Prabhupada said. Because of Prabhupada's instruction, they are offering pranam. So therefore, pranam goes to Prabhupada. And Prabhupada thinks like this about Bhaktisiddhanta. He goes, parampara, what? Pranam goes to Krishna. So sannyasi doesn't think, yes, yes, they should offer pranam to me because I'm so great. No, sannyas thinks they should offer pranam to sannyas. They'll get benefits, so they will serve Krishna better. They'll become pure. It's pranam is to Krishna, it's not to me. This is sannyas. So if grihasthas want to cook something and sannyas say no, and then we are impersonalists. Are we Buddhists? Are we into austerities? Yes, but for Krishna's pleasure. For that which will involve bhakti. So, bhunte bhojayate chaiva. Isn't that that principle of devotion and loving exchange? No? So if it's duty of grihastha to feed sannyas. But sannyasi also should live simple or still life. That is his personal choice. Sometimes they accept feasts, sometimes they live strict, show the strictness. But generally their own personal life is very strict, very simple, dedicated, and is inspiring. So I don't know in which mood you ask this question, but be careful, because if you see somebody misusing Krishna's opulence, that is misfortunate situation. So where do we draw the line? We see his consciousness, is it affected or not? We see whether we are getting inspiration by his service dedication. Like that, you know. Sannyasis are spiritual teachers, leaders of our movement. So they are always inspiration to us. I don't know how you got this inspired. Now, in the name of accepting service on behalf of Krishna and engaging disciples in Krishna's service, through guru medium almost anything can be justified. Right from midday meals, yoga classes, hospital projects. No. Why they should be justified? Who said that they should be justified? To the guru medium. Guru is one who teach what Prabhupada said. Prabhupada said, no hospital. As simple as that. Prabhupada never told us to do this. What is it? Eye camp and midday meals. This is not Prabhupada's instruction. So cannot be justified. Why do you say this is name of second servant before Krishna engaging disciple service to Guru's medium, everything is justified? No, it's not justified. It's wrong. If Guru instructs disciples in something which is not instruction of Guru Parampara, particularly recent Acharya, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, then that instruction should not be followed. Or one should express concern to another god brother of our Guru and say, I don't know why my Guru asked me to do the eye camp, because, or open hospital, because Srila Prabhupada writing books that we are curing the soul, not the body, and we are not social workers, we are spiritual workers. So can you please explain to me why my Guru is asking me to do so? And this is how we should stand. This is our stand. This is our attitude. And we should try to understand what this is all about. But if instruction is wrong, and then you are blind follower, that is misfortune. That is called sahaja. Simply whatever my Guru says, blindly follow. So that's sahaja. That's not bona fide, sir. This is that sheep nyaya. One sheep goes, another sheep are following. Where we are going, we don't know. And we fall big sheep. Everyone is going, so we also go. Oh, my Guru is so great. You cannot understand his instruction. But why Guru should have instruction which are opposing Guru Sadhu Shastra? Guru is Guru because what he teach is Guru Sadhu Shastra. Therefore, he is called Guru. Neither because he is Guru, whatever we say is true. No? Because whatever he says is true, it's from Guru Sadhusharta. Therefore he is Guru. So this is the thing. And the Guru introduced something new. The Guru sings bogus mantra, he is not Guru. The Guru engaged in activity which are not listed as a angas of bhakti, then he is not Guru. So, ISKCON should set standard and inspire general public. Yes. Yes. We are trying our best. And who is ISKCON? You are also ISKCON. You who asked this question, you are also ISKCON. So you set standard of asking inquiry questions. Change the mood of your question, otherwise you won't learn anything. I know maybe you are upset with somebody, you know, kind of, maybe somebody apparently misusing position. But not everybody. You can't generalize. Because personal association with few ISKCON sannyasis, we have very nice experience. They are austere, they are dedicated, they don't want to use penny in their service, everything they want to use in Krishna service. So, that should be seen. Don't generalize. Not everybody is open. And definitely, if somebody is, more one is renounced, more people will give him everything. This is natural. More one is renounced, more one is dedicated in service. If I have money, I give everything to Guru Maharaj. Because I know, even more I have money, more I will be tempted by Maya. But he won't. He will be engaged in Krishna service. And I will get benefit better like this. So natural it is for disciples to offer best things to Guru. Because Guru is offering this to Krishna. So this is natural flow. So why should not be in this? No? Seems like a great life. Even decent, hard-working people don't have such a life. No? So that's envy. That's not good question. That's not good attitude. We are working hard and they are enjoying. So what's the concept? Concept is, I'm enjoying and I'm envious other people enjoying. But what about seeing his service? What about seeing his dedication? How did he took sannyas? Just like that, stand in queue and get your danda. No. It must be life of renunciation, dedication, no? Not just anybody gets sannyas, no? So why don't you take sannyas? You cannot. So it's simply ended. So be careful with this attitude. Okay. We'll stop here. Any questions?